I've been surfing here for about 25 years.
I call my neighbor Bill the surfing river ecologist. He surfs more days than not, so he keeps close tabs on the water temperatures.
Typical temperatures on the North Coast, California, range from 50 to 52 degrees. Warm days in the summer might reach 54, 55 degrees. Last year, we had this incredible period where it was in the 60s.
That spell actually lasted from September through December.
So warm that we could give up on our booties and give up on our gloves and take our hoods off.
What Bill was feeling while surfing off the Humboldt Coast last fall had actually begun a year earlier, in the fall of 2013. That's when a ridge of high pressure parked itself over the West Coast and all but shut down the winds in the Gulf of Alaska. It created what became known as the Blob, a 1,000-mile square patch in the Gulf with temps about 4 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than usual. The Blob headed south, and by last spring it had reached the Washington and Oregon coast. Now, here comes the twist. A double whammy, really, because as this was happening, a totally unrelated warm blob was forming off Baja. And by last fall, about the time when Bill was taking off his hood and booties, the two blobs met, and temperatures in some places jumped a whopping 7 degrees above average.
At the very basic level, it's the wind.
Nate Mantua is a Santa Cruz-based climate expert with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
It is unusually persistent wind patterns that are of a flavor that reduces the loss of heat from the ocean to the atmosphere and also the import of cold water from below or from higher latitudes.
In other words, it's not so much a warming ocean as it is an ocean that isn't cooling like it usually would. Eric Bjorkstedt is a fisheries biologist with NOAA, and I caught up with him at Humboldt State University's Marine Laboratory.
And so now instead of having kind of cooler, more nutrient-rich water coming into the system, we're having warmer, nutrient-poor water coming into the system. Totally different set of plankton species, totally different base of the food chain.
Warm water plankton have less fat, and therefore less energy, than cold water plankton.
And that can have consequences for the things that eat plankton, like salmon, seabirds, etc. They're not seeing the prey that they're used to seeing this time of year. And you can imagine that they're having a hard time finding what they need to eat.
This past year has already seen unprecedented die-offs of shorebirds called Cassin's auklets, as well as sea lion pups. In both cases, temperature-driven changes at the bottom of the food chain are considered to be the primary cause of death, which brings up the issue of salmon survival.
I would worry more about the small salmon.
Tim Claussen has fished the north coast of California since the late 60s, and for the past 8 years has skippered fishing charters out of Eureka.
You know, because when they first leave the rivers, they got to find food right away. The adult salmon seem to have a way of adapting to what the conditions are. They'll go deeper where it still is cooler water. They'll switch their food sources, you know, so they can adapt.
Claussen also thinks the rockfish population will be adversely affected by warm water, and they may even skip a spawning year if the temperatures remain high. This will certainly affect towns like Trinidad, which have traditionally catered to both commercial and recreational rockfish fishermen. Will water temperatures return to normal anytime soon? Nate Mantua of NOAA thinks we may have to wait.
I think that we might see another year of warm water off the West Coast because of this development of El Nino in the tropics, and we know that it will favor a warm fall, winter, and spring in the Northeast Pacific again.
Just this past few weeks, there have been some cold upwellings along the coast, but they're having little overall impact on what remains a very warm Northeast Pacific Ocean. Michael Joyce, JPR News.